Hi, this is John Martin. I'm an international visionary and medical intuitive. Today, you're going to listen to three songs, three angelic songs that I created, channeling archangels and angels. Believe and Act Anthem, Angel Shines, and Ave Maria. Then, you will listen to Angelic Guided Meditation number 7, Enjoy it. Have fun. Have a great life. And join me on johnmartinhealer.com or on Facebook, John Martin Healer. See you soon. Bye-bye. Good morning, this is John Martin. I'm an international visionary intuitive healer. And today we are going to ask our guides, angels, archangels, for this angelic guided meditation of 40 minutes. Thanks for the help. I would like you to sit comfortable and cross your legs if needed. Leave your eyes open. Either you can look forward and fix a point, or either you just can have a wide open space in front of you. No matter. What's important is that you leave your eyes open. Okay. I would like you to focus 1 inch below your belly button. You're going to visualize pure, calm, crystal water there. On top of that water, visualize a crystal ball. That crystal ball is floating there on top of that water. And I would like you to focus on that crystal ball. Let go your thoughts, let go your mind. Focus on that crystal ball. Yes. Okay. Each meditation is different. I would like you to visualize that crystal ball. That crystal ball is a color. Which color is it? Is it one color? Is it several colors? A ball with stripes or dots. See that ball shining. Shining more and more. For some of you, you might have your heart that's beating faster right now. So, just let it go. Just stress that's coming out. So you visualize it being released. For some who have done already some meditations, who have heard of my meditations, visualize that everything that has to go out gets out as white particles as soon as they get out of you, of your body. Focus. Yeah, there you are on your crystal ball. As soon as you let go your mind and you focus on that crystal ball, you feel you're getting deeper and deeper inside of you. It's grounding you. And from some of you, you already feel that energy that's coming from upward, and you feel those vibrations. You feel chills around your neck, in your back, maybe also in your legs, or around, along your arms. See? This can happen only as soon as you're focused on that crystal ball. And as you perceive this, you stay more and more conscious, more and more aware. And you realize that all your thoughts have just gone away. Because you are centered on your soul. That crystal ball is your soul. Stay focused there. It's funny because when I have people that come for the first time, as soon as they get connected to that
crystal ball, they feel a change. They feel a change in them, in their body. They feel more connected, more linked to other things. And for those who already have practiced it, they are able to go right on it. And it's good. So I'm happy that that concept just get to it right there, very fast. And it stays. I see that, it stays. Okay. Now, visualize that energy that comes from upward goes from your head down through all your body. It's like pure divine energy. Yes. For those who are already falling asleep, please open your eyes. Let go of your tensions, let go of your shoulders, and cross your legs. You know, you don't have to put energy in order to focus and to work it out. Just you let go. That energy just knows its way. You know, as soon as you drop water in a glass, you don't have anything to do. The glass fills it up, right? The only thing that you have to watch is that that glass is empty, that that glass is clean, and that that glass is just below that water, right? The rest of it does it by its own. So you don't have to put stress on either you're doing it right or not. Of course you're doing it right. For each person is different. For each person the meditation is different. Even the same words. I feel the change in one person to another one, from one session to another one. Even during the session is different. But as soon as you just let go that crystal ball and you rise up back in your mind, I see it. I see it. Well, it's obvious. I see it because your face is getting more colored with more colored. Your ears, your nose, your cheeks. Well, if you don't see your face, well, at least you might feel it's warmer. So when this happens, focus back again on that crystal ball. And as soon as you do it, it changes. The face is not that red, and your thoughts have gone again. Isn't that funny? Okay. I would like you to focus on something you would like we work today on. For some of you, it might be having more energy to go on during the day. For some others, it might be being open to something new, being able to perceive new things in life. Maybe the same events, but new perception, with more smile, with more enjoyment. For some others, it might be to go finding their gifts and working with them, being able to fulfill something that their soul is really asking for. For some others, it might be just to get a release or just to find answers or find peace. It's your own. Today you're going to choose the subject on which you want to work. And of course we will be using the tools that we have been working on from the times before, from the different other meditations. And I will guide you. let come what comes towards you. Usually it's the first thing that comes. And of course, sometimes when we know exactly on what we want to work, sometimes we have pain that come. I work as a mirror. My left is your right when I have someone in front of me. And I know that pain and I feel it. I spent 30 years of my life being able to feel it, but not able to release it. Neither from me, neither for that person in front of me. She will feel better, but I will feel worse. Now I'm able to release it on me and on you too. Thanks to the angels and archangels. Perceive that pain, perceive that suffering just being released. And there, if there is more and more that comes, visualize it get away as strings, white strings, being pulled out, slightly pulled out by an angel, by the hand of an angel, that goes through another space-time dimension and has the ability to take it out and transform it as soon as it gets out. And then you will perceive that pain being released. You will perceive more energy going through you. And you feel more joy, being more peaceful. And of course, you're still focusing on that crystal ball, right? You know, why is it so important? I know we talk always about crystal ball, crystal ball, crystal ball. It's your soul. That crystal ball is your soul. Your mind works for your soul. Gives answer to it when needed, but only specific answers to specific questions. 1 + 1 = 2. That's the mind. Where do I want to go? That's the soul. And then there is your heart. Your heart tells you if you're right on it or not. If you're too much left or too much right, then your heart feels good or not. And then you know if you have to slightly move one way or another. So your heart is your GPS. See, we are gathering all different concepts that we have been working on, those different meditations. Today is the 7th meditation, one for each day of the week. See, I talk less and you still feel things. You perceive things. You might have visions coming. You might be working on your crystal ball, focusing. There. Yeah, for some of you it's hard to ground and to stay there. And it's good. That means that you have the ability to go and to rise up very fast, which is good. Why do I want always to pull you on hers, pull you back on hers, and not to let you go over there? Well, as soon as you got that concept to how to get out of your body and just to travel, well, the toughest part, I would say, is to be able to stay grounded here and to receive the download of information from up there. Otherwise, you would just be an angel and not be a human in this body. You have chosen to be here on Earth in order to accomplish your mission using your gifts. Sometimes it's hard to swallow and to understand it, to accept it, but that's the way it is. We choose to come here. And as soon as we understand this, emotions might come, tears might get released, whatever. Angels, archangels, our guides, God, are here to help us, for us to be able to get that mission done, well done. And you have all the tools that you need in order to fulfill that mission, that I know. And you should know it too. It's only a question of choices, decisions, bringing you further or closer to your mission, to your path. There is no stress to have about it. So release your thoughts and feel that energy going through you. For some of you, they already know where they want to go. They work so hard. The only thing they have to do is to let go. To let go, because everything is smooth. You know your path. You know how to accomplish it. You work hard. Just add some fun in it. Just let it go. Why is it so hard to have fun in life? Well, usually because we put too much pressure on us. We say, well, I should not do this, I should not do that, or am I not good working enough, or whatever. See, 4-10 people in front of me, 4-10 people which are totally different from one to another one. But there is always something in common. That thirst for life, that thirst for doing something of our life, that thirst of knowledge, that thirst of knowing who we are, that thirst of doing something with our gifts. Whatever it may be, it is there. You are using the pitch of my voice in order to stay tuned to that vibration that comes towards you. And since the beginning, we are always working on the subject that you just chose at the beginning of this session. Remember? Because all what I talked about is all about what you just thought about. You pick up something, it's in you, and that's your goal for this session. And all the words that I'm giving you, all that energy that is downloaded to you, has for purpose to help you to fulfill this wish. Feel that energy that comes towards you. Feel that energy that creates a shield all around you. And of course, stay focused on that crystal ball. You're getting there. Don't worry, you're getting there. You're getting there. If tears want to come, they come. If you want to smile, you smile. Each person expresses all those things in different ways. Look at me. Or look in front of you. There, you feel it. There, you feel that energy level. You feel that energy that comes through you, and you perceive that you need to be focused and grounded on that crystal ball. Doing the same exercise without being grounded, your head will spin. Believe me. There you are. Yes. As soon as we are focused on that crystal ball, all those chakras, they get open by themselves. Your heart, solar plexus, anyone. Because as that energy flows in it, just releases it and opens it. Good. I would like you now to have visualize like a screen in front of you, a white screen. Everything is white. On that screen, you're going to see a movie. This movie is a message that's going to be given to you, related to the wish you made at the beginning of that session. I'm going to snap in my fingers after counting up to three, and then this movie is going to start. It's going to last about 30 seconds, then I will snap in my fingers, and this movie will end, and you will remember all what you have seen as clearly as you hear my voice now. I'm going to count up to three to snap in my fingers and let that movie begin. I will not talk during the 30 seconds, and then at the end I will snap in my fingers to end that movie. 1, 2, 3. That movie just stopped. And for some of you, you might have the old film that came towards you. For some of you, it might be images that came. For some of you, you might have feelings or souvenirs that came back. Whatever. I know something came. What came towards you is something that you needed in order to make the next step related to that wish that you made. I want you to take some time just in order to be able to gather all those information that you had, in order for all those informations to be able to unfold themselves in your life. So you'll be able to find the answers to the questions you had. For some of you, the film that you have seen might have brought you emotions that you want to get released. Might be anger, might be tears that wanted to come, whatever it could be. Let's suppose it was anger that came. Visualize those particles of anger getting out of your body, being released. And as soon as they get out of your body, they become white. Pure, white, divine particles because they already have been transformed, and they get lighter and lighter. They rise upper and upper. They become brighter and brighter, and they get back to the universe. See, either those messages can bring you things that you have to get rid of in order to help you for the next steps. Either it can give you tips for the next steps to make. Either it can just tell you what tools to use in order to make it. Or advices. Always listen to the, you know, some coincidences, which I call synchronicities. When you say things and things happen. This time, as soon as I was saying this, you heard that car that was honking. Well, usually it's because you're right on it. You're right on something. It might be a bell ringing just right now. Or it might be a bird. Or something happening. Be always aware of those things. Last day I was giving a healing. I was in a taxi and I had 25 minutes in front of me. And I was just starting the healing for someone, a distance healing. And I felt I had to look at my left. And it was a beam of light that came just right there at that door inside. And it was that ladybug that was there. And as you know, it's the messenger of God. And I felt that was very nice as a beginning, very nice present as a beginning of a healing. Whatever comes to you, there is a meaning. Today we've been working on this kind of visualizing with that screen and with that message. Well, all that session is a tool. It's a very useful tool that I help you to understand and above all to help you to feel. This tool helps you to get the answers to questions that you may have in life. We always have questions. We always want to have answers. And most of the time, we use our mind in order to find those answers. But that mind is tricky, and sometimes, most of the time, it plays around with us. And the answer looks like more hamster running in a cage in circles, right? So in order to find the real answers, practice this exercise as many times as you want by getting to your soul, that crystal ball. Yes. Now you know, you understand why is it so important that I talk always about crystal soul. I know for some of you it was just like, come on, he's bugging me with all what was that crystal soul. First you get to that crystal ball, then you empty what has to be empty. Then you bring that light, create that shield, open your chakra. Then ask your question, create that screen, program yourself, maybe even be doing it with your fingers, saying, as soon as I will snap in my fingers, that movie will start on. And then you may look at a watch or whatever to know when will be the end of those 30 seconds. And bing, you snap in your fingers again. And of course you program yourself so you remember all the messages that were given to you. Well, some of us ask answers to God. Some of us ask answers to our angels, archangels, our soul. Well, doing this, you get the answers from wherever it has to come. And that's the good part. Because since the beginning of the session, we were connected with our angels, archangels, guides, God. Who gave us that answer? Who gave us that movie? Who knows? Did you give yourself that movie? Did the angels give you that answer? Is it very important to know? It came to you. and in any case, it was linked to your soul. And your soul always knows the truth, and always wants good for you. That's what counts. That's how we make it. Now, feel those tensions that are left being released. Might be tensions on your solar plexus. Might be just tensions because you're getting tired from the day, from the night that you had, from the events in the week. Feel those tensions being released. Or maybe it was not enough sleep for those past days, working on a project or whatever. And for those who are already up there, get back to that crystal soul. I won't name anyone. Yeah. The more you practice those exercises, the more you're able to perceive things, the more you're able to help others, and to be able to help yourself too. It's like having several televisions. I always keep that example. Like having several televisions in front of you. And when you see that a program is not on the right channel, then just mention it and you bring it back to the good channel. And it works. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm right on it, for one person, I tell that person, well, I was lucky. That was a lucky one. And then on the next time I see something which is right for that person, I say, well, I'm very lucky. And the third time they'll say, well, maybe we should find another word instead of lucky, but whatever. Each of us is gifted, okay? Each of us is gifted. The more you're aware of your gifts, the more it feels good, because you know that you are on your way. You know that you are unfolding your life using your gifts. And that's what counts. I have a story to tell you, and at the same time we'll be working on your self-confidence. Increasing your level of self-confidence. So I programmed this story that I'm going to tell you in order to increase your self-confidence in your gifts. This is the story of a glass. Everyone told that glass that he was a hammer and that his purpose in life was to nail, you know, nails. So he was using itself to nail nails in wood. And of course, as he was not very good at it, the only nails he could nail in were in balsa wood, which is a very soft wood, right? And of course, all his friends, all the hammers, well, they were just making fun of him, right? Because he was not doing very good. He had to be very careful. He had to take time for doing one and then for another one. He was not very precise at all. But suddenly there is someone that comes and tells him, well, you should not be sad. Yes, I'm sad because I'm not doing my job good. And it's obvious. I mean, I'm not strong enough. I can't nail in big, huge teak wood or whatever, those nails. And they are always, you know, not aligned, and I'm not good. I'm not precise. So, yeah, I feel sad. There is someone that tells you, of course you're sad because you're not doing the right thing. See, you're talking the same way as the hammers. No, it's not. It's the thing that you're not doing good is that you're not doing the good purpose. You're not doing the good job. You're a glass. You have to shine. People are going to hold you. They're going to laugh. They're going to pour some very nice beverages in you. By the way, you're a crystal glass. And it's very rare. It's very rare. So, you should be, wow, amazed by who you are. See? Now, come with me. I'm going to show you where you're supposed to be. And that person brings him to a nice, big, nice, very nice restaurant where there are women very well dressed. And very men very nice suits and very nice and gentle manners, and they speak very well. And so great beverages, champagne, whiskey, all fine ones. And suddenly, that glass finds its purpose of life, finds its purpose in life. He understands that his goal is same. Its purpose in life is to help others to gather, to help others to communicate, to help others to enjoy, to have life, to smile, to create emotions, to create feelings, to help people to meet with each other. And suddenly you see that glass making noise with another one, with all those people around it, saying cheers. So now he's on pictures, he's on whatever. He's having great life. And above all, he feels good because he feels useful. This story that I told you, well, it's every one of us' life. How much time are we going to spend out of our mission on Earth? How much time are we going to step away from our gifts, whatever they are? You might be awesome for drawing. Do you have to be doing it as a professional? No. You just have to be doing it for doing it. And as soon as you don't put pressure on your shoulders, you don't wait for something or someone coming towards you telling you, I will give you money for doing this, or I will do this, or what? Do it. You want to talk on radio, and you ask for several times knocking at the door, and no one answered? Create your own radio talk show. Costs $45 per session that you just play on radio, and you'll see that things happen. As soon as you do it, other people saw that, and they ask you for interviews on other radio ones, which were even more famous than yours, of course. And that starts, and this brings another step to another one. Whatever comes, do it. You want to find a boyfriend? Well, do something. You won't find him in front of your television. Except if you want to ask for having a satellite and you're asking for someone who brings you that satellite at your place. And he might be married. So, better to find many ones. And out of them, you will find one that corresponds to that person that has to match with you. Okay? Open your heart to who you are. Open your heart to your gifts. Get connected to your soul. Release what has to be released. And of course, I encourage you to listen to all 7 of those guided angelic meditations. I will be selling them through my website. I can send it to you by mail, so you won't have to pay for the cost of the CD sent by mail or sent by post office or whatever. So, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, be happy, use your gifts. Be blessed. Bye-bye.